Nina Walton, thank you so much for joining us on Interview with an Artist. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Now, you have a PhD in economics and you have had a substantial career in academia and as a professor, and you are now completing a Master's of Fine Arts. What was the catalyst to studying art after such a substantial career?
Oh, okay. That's a really interesting question. So I went into academia sort of as a natural progression from my PhD. So I had children quite young, and I was very interested in continuing to kind of be engaged in the world in a way where I could kind of really learn about the world and use my brain. But I felt like studying in academia was a really good sort of midway where I could both be a good mother and could be, you know, very stimulated. And so I did a PhD in economics, not thinking I would go into academia, thinking I would more go into a policy sort of role. But at the end of my doctorate, which was I did at UCLA in Los Angeles, I guess I just went with the flow and kind of was very lucky actually to get a job in Los Angeles at University of Southern California. And so I went into academia a little ambivalent to start with, because I wasn't certain that being so specialized in something would suit me. But I thought I'll try it. So I was tenure track doing all the research and teaching and publishing and going to conferences. And I was just found myself getting just kind of miserable. It was just really hard for me. And so at a certain point, I'm Australian and I was on sabbatical. So we moved to Australia for 6 months. And I just thought I needed to do something really different and something that was not so goal-oriented and something which I could start to really mix things up. And so I don't know why I had this idea that I should take an oil painting class. I mean, it came out of nowhere. I didn't know any artists. My family are all writers and academics and professionals. And I think it was just out of left field. But, you know, I took this class and I just sort of something clicked. I don't know how to describe it. Something happened. And so I continued to do it, but very much on the side, you know, for 4 or 5 years. You know, I found an artist, I'd go to her studio, you know, a couple of times a week and paint and learn about painting and just loved it. And then about 6 years ago, we moved back to Australia for various reasons. And at that point, I'd sort of gotten off the academic track, which seemed an inevitability now in hindsight. But, you know, I gave myself a couple of years to think about what I wanted to do. And I came to the conclusion that actually I just wanted to become better at what I love doing, which was painting, and to really kind of commit to it and to give it a go. So that's sort of
wow. That's
how it ended up. But part of the reason that I really focused on painting was that I thought I would not be good at it, and that therefore I would have to focus on process rather than goals. So it was very much about the doing, the activity of it, rather than the outcome of it.
And so, because your children are grown up now as well, so you don't you kind of more have the freedom to focus on the art now.
They're grown up in quotes. I mean, my youngest son is doing his HSC this year. My oldest son is in university, actually back in the United States. We are close to being empty nesters. But yeah, I mean, I think that it would have been difficult to do this for me, just in the way I tend to approach things with younger children. And I don't mean to say that for other people it would be difficult. It was just for me, having the headspace to be able to say, right, I'm going to be here till 6 o'clock at night every night, and I'm going to think about this all the time, and I'm going to be obsessive about it, and I'm going to think about myself and my art, you know, and really get into it. It would have been really hard with younger kids, just because your head is in multiple places, and it has to be. So I was lucky, you know. I sort of think, oh gosh, I'm such a late bloomer, but in a way, I did a lot of things very young, and everything, you come to things in the time that you should. So,
oh my God,
now
yes.
I look at and, this and I think,
you are so young. You are going to live for like another 50 years, right? So you're like
hopefully
totally starting your second phase.
Yeah, I strange feeling. I mean, having kids really young, and I'm in my 40s, so it is really weird. I feel like more like my children. I feel like I'm back as a 22-year-old.